Evening, you are listening to Urban Conversation. This is your host, Miguel Marie. I'm really excited about tonight, although it looks like I'm going to be going solo. So we're going to have fun. It's going to be a little interesting to address this particular topic because I definitely want to make sure that the ladies get a voice, because if you listened in on the Sunday before last, we addressed all of the issues that men have with women, and I wanted to make sure that I gave it an even playing field for all of you guys, and so we're going to make sure that we try to address some of the issues that women have with the men. Now, when I say the issues, these are basically those, the basic things that a lot of times men don't realize might be causing them to not even have a chance with a particular woman that they are interested in. So before we get into that, I'm really excited. I have a Vegas trip coming up, and I love when you guys inbox me during the show, so definitely give me a call in or inbox me, either way, but give me your opinion on some of these things. So when you're traveling, because this is how I am, when I have a trip coming up, no matter how excited I am about the trip, I usually don't, for some reason, and I don't know if I'm just, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or whatever it is. I'm not sure, but I wait until the very last minute to pack. And I know that I could not possibly be alone in this. And I don't know what it is, because I'm super excited about the Vegas trip. I'm going to be flying out early on Tuesday, and we'll be there basically for the whole week. And I'm really, really excited, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I pulled out my suitcase, and I'm going through my mind thinking about, what outfits I'm going to wear. But I have not packed anything, and I'm not going to pack tonight. So that only leaves tomorrow. But anyway, I don't know. Is that a woman thing, or do men actually have that issue about it? Hold on one. let me see what's going on here. Okay. I told you guys that my co-host Manuel was not going to be on tonight, but it looks like he is. Hold on. Wow. are we connected to Manuel Hill?
Yes. I am so, the time just threw me off so bad.
I was actually just on a roll, and because I know that you you're doing, you're relocating, and you're doing a lot of stuff. So I was actually, gonna let it slide. So I just started by myself, but I'm glad
you know good and well I wasn't gonna abandon you. I was gonna do that.
Well, I know you wouldn't do it on purpose, so I figured, okay, well, either Manuel overslept.
Nope.
He's on a hot day. you see how I threw that in there, right?
I like that. You're always on a hot day. You're always teasing the crowd. He's on a hot day.
People, they really love hearing about your your dating situation. But anyway, wait, before you got in, hi Rhonda. I love Rhonda. She's like one of the most faithful listeners, and I was telling them that I have this Vegas trip that's coming up, and I told you about it. So yeah, the whole
tell me about this Vegas trip. What's going on?
Wait. So I will, but I was saying that I don't know, for some reason, no matter how excited I am about the trip, I don't pack into the last minute. Like, literally, I'm flying out Tuesday, like, early, super, super early on Tuesday morning, And I guarantee you, I will not put anything in a suitcase until Monday night. And I don't know. And Rhonda said, she said, my dad is the same way, last minute, big time. So, whoop, whoop, you know, I'm not by myself.
I'm a late packer as well. I do. I'm a last minute packer because I don't know what it is. You just feel more. This is going to sound crazy. Do you feel a little bit more organized packing in the last moment than you would days before? Because it's like you know that you're going to think about the things that you absolutely need the day of. You know, the morning you're getting up to take a shower, you're doing your thing, all of that stuff. You're going, okay, I do. I need this. I know I need that. So I think that's part of the process, unless you're a person that keeps a ready-to-go bag, which the average person, they don't do. So I'm kind of I'm the same way for that reason.
Well, I don't feel too bad, and Rhonda's dad is in with us. But Rhonda said that she said, I pack a week early. So, Rhonda, you got to tell us more. A week, she said she packs a week early.
Oh,
OCD.
God.
That's her OCD kicking in. I don't know. I can't do, I mean, I have the clothes to do it. Like, I could pack, you know, I could pack for a week and still be good with, you know, going day to day. But nah, but for me, I don't think it has anything to do with like trying to be organized. I just, with packing, that's one thing that I just procrastinate with. I don't know.
I'm just more
But
comfortable with it. I'm more comfortable with the last minute because I think if I pack early, I'm going to be a little too secure. And whenever I have packed early, I've always left something behind. Whenever I pack within that last 24 hours, that's when I have everything. You know, because when you pack early, I just grab a bag and feel like, oh man, I did this already. I'm good. I don't need to think about anything. And then I get somewhere, I'm like, damn. You know, so yeah, that's why I don't do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I'm in good company with that. I'm gonna probably try to. Well, I'm lying. I'm not gonna try. I was gonna say I'm gonna try to do better, but I'm actually not. I'm just.
Do your
It
thing the
is
way you
what
do your
it
thing, girl. Let me.
is. You know, yeah. Because as long as as long as I get on the plane and I make the flight, then I'm good. But when
There
I
you
used to travel a lot more, you know, depending on different things that were going on, and I would at least start my packing a day early. So I think I should get some props for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you do.
But anyway, Vegas, baby, turn up in Vegas. I am staying at this. I don't know. And if you guys, whoever's listening, and you frequent Vegas, you know about the Vdara Hotel. I picked this hotel. It's so super cool, this hotel. So you have to look it up when you get a second. And if you're planning to go to Vegas, I'm gonna give you guys all of my, you know, my testimonials about how great this place is. It's supposed to be really, really like swanky, you know.
See, when you say swanky, I mean that gets me a little excited. I'm trying to figure out why I'm not going. So, I mean,
Why are you getting excited over the word swanky? You like that
well,
word?
the swanky lets me know that, you know what I'm saying, that's my kind of spot. That's what it is. You know, I consider myself to be a rather swanky individual. I mean, I'm just saying. So, I
It is
mean.
also it's also it's a green hotel, meaning, you know, they're very planet conscious, which I like as well. So it's a lot of different perks with this particular spot. And so it's odd that I'm giving them props because I've never stayed there. I've been to Vegas a lot, but
Uh-oh,
I've never
uh-oh.
stayed.
What does
No,
it mean? What does it mean? Oh,
My
you
son
got a
used
lot
to
of.
my son used
No.
no, my son played football in school, and so when their championships would be in Vegas.
Fix it real quick, yeah.
And
So, 'cause when you say in Vegas a lot, I was like, there's a lot of memories that so there's a lot that you don't have to discuss being that it took place in Vegas. Is that the rule?
you know
I
what? But
don't.
I've never really turned up in Vegas. Like
There
the
you
times that I've gone, I've had fun, but I've never like really like, you know, did any like party, and I'm not really a partier either, so.
So I'm assuming with this Vegas trip that you plan on turning up a little bit. I'm assuming that you plan on letting your hair down just a little. I'm assuming.
I'm going to do a little something, but I'm going to keep that to myself.
On the next show, then, that's when I'm going to ask the questions. I'm going to be real slick.
Oh, you're gonna ask the questions?
Yeah. I'm going to be wanting to put you on the hot seat. You know how you throw me on the hot seat? I'm going to throw you on the hot seat real quick. Like, oh, so how is Vegas?
Manuel, I do not throw you on the hot seat.
I'm going to be like, hey.
What is that? Wait, what is that sound? What is that?
Tell us. Give us the inside of scoop.
I'll give you some of the scoop. There's a lot of cool people. And yes, Rhonda, we will see you in New York later on this year. So that should be really, really fun. I just wanted to give her a shout out because she's super cool and she really supports the show. So I appreciate everybody that listens. So some people listen and they don't like to comment. They don't like to get on the page and say anything. They're like, they're listener lurkers or something. But we appreciate the lurkers that listen, and we appreciate those of you that inbox me and those that also comment on our open forum page, which is Urban Conversation. You can find us on Facebook. So do that. And also follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Urban Conversation. So anyway, Manuel, before you called in all super, super late, and I thought you were not you weren't going to make the show, we are talking about what women can't stand about men. Yeah, so we had to do this because women are like,
exactly.
So I let the ladies know that we were definitely not going to just leave their needs and wants at bay. So we're going to talk about it. And there's an article DFTM actually did up. It's Dating for Today or something like that. You can look it up if you like. They comprised a list of, after, you know, talking to a certain however many women they chose to survey, and they came up with their list of the top 10 things that women complain about. So we're going to start, and I'm going to give my opinion because I am a woman, and then, of course, Manuel, you can give your opinion as far as, have you ever dealt with it? You know, do you see it as being an issue? Their first one that they have is, women don't like men having a foul mouth. It says, while it's true that most women don't mind a swear word here or there, when you get upset, they don't like men who think that swearing is the only way they can express themselves. I agree. A potty mouth is not, like, that's not hot.
That I would say, okay, I can only give you, I don't know what women want based on the fact that women talk to me and say, hey, this is what we want. But I know some things that I've learned over the years dealing with men who are of advanced age. You know, I mean, my father has me by 30 years. My brother has me by 10. And a lot of the people I've associated with, worked with over the years, have had me by decades. So one thing that I did realize was this. Barbershop etiquette. Let me start there. When you go to a barbershop,
are we talking about the foul mouth? Are you gonna get to the foul mouth?
No, we're talking about the foul mouth. But I'm gonna tell you what happens.
When you
walk into the company of men who actually understand exactly what you're saying, that women don't like the potty mouth, because men know. There are some men who know this, but the men who know this, they change it. And so, okay, let's just say you go into a barbershop and you have a son, and I'm sure you're taking your son obviously into a barbershop. People get his hair cut and everything else. And what men do when a woman walks into a barbershop, they see that woman up on approach. There's like a head nod. There's an understanding that when a woman walks through that door, everything changes. You shut up in the way that you were talking. You don't use the same language. You don't use the same volume. You turn it around because there's a woman. There's a lady. Not a woman, but there's a lady in your presence. So at that moment, you become a gentleman, because we know how we're talking and we're cursing and laughing and loud and just boisterous when the woman's presence is not there. But when in a woman's presence, oh, you shut that down. Now, that's what you see. Now, when I was working at the Jordan Pierce Hotel, it was this guy, Curtis Jackson, old school. I'm talking about old school country player, just as slick and as cool as he wants to be, right? And we were working in the security department, and downstairs women would come and go, and the housekeeping ladies and the cooks and everything, and we'd be in that booth, the security booth, we'd be talking all kind of madness, right? The minute a woman would come to that window, he would just change the whole mood. He would be like, shh, shh, hold on, shh. And then some of the woman, hey, baby, how's it? Just, it changes it. You don't greet a woman with, hey, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? He, you know, so that,
well,
that,
because
that
it's,
etiquette
it's, because
that
it's,
women deserve automatically.
Right, right. Well, because it made the list, I'm thinking that there's a lot of men who don't have that particular etiquette.
They need to have that.
Right, and some men, because there's women that have, like, a potty mouth, too. Some people just, you know, they just feel like cursing is a part of, you know, is a positive part of the human, like, English language. And so they want to, I mean, you know, like they're saying, it's one thing if you, you know, interjected, you know, certain words
certain
situations.
At a moment, I mean, you know, oh, okay, like, there's a moment when in conversation, a certain word expresses a certain level of, it lets you know what it is. You know, if you say the F word or if you say the S word or whatever, there's a certain time when you insert that word to where you know that a person feels a certain kind of way about whatever they're discussing. That's all
right.
That profanity is required to do. You know, so, I mean, for example, I'll be very clear. If a woman is like,
oh,
I want you, I desire you, and blah, 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 and that's cool, but when she just flat out says, you know what, I want it. I'm like, oh, I'm caught off guard. I'm like, excuse me, I'm a schoolgirl at that moment. I'm like, say that again, what you say, baby?
You're such a freak. How do we go from having a foul mouth and then you
think it's but it's just to the point. I can have her say the F word all the time, but when she drops it right there, she, you know what? I'm like, oh, excuse me.
Okay. You guys, okay, so to our listeners, Manuel is clearly, like, on some next
I'm
level.
I'm always on something. It don't matter. Okay,
okay, so the next one is number two, being overly dominant. Most women want men who will protect them and make them feel safe, but they don't want a dictator who tells them where to go, when to leave, who to talk to, or what to wear. Dating a guy with a controlling nature can be pretty scary for women and will cause them to run from you very quickly. Absolutely, 100%. And for the men that are listening, if you are just being a total ass clown, sorry, that's pretty much the only curse word that I use. And you're just being a dictator in this, you know, that's abusive to be that controlling over someone.
Yeah.
You need to get yourself in check and realize that you're repulsive. So, anyway, enough said on that because I'm pretty sure everybody can agree to that.
I can,
okay.
Yeah. I don't even need to weigh in on that. Like you, I mean,
no.
The one thing I constantly believe in empowering women and a woman having that level of independence. You know, we don't have to dominate women. A woman that respects and trusts you as a man, once you've earned it. Earn the respect and trust that you're supposed to do. Nothing is given. Once you earn that respect and trust, then there's a certain level of submission that women will give, and then it comes. So, yeah, don't walk through. You can't walk through the door. I don't have much to say on that other than earn it. Earn that point in which you want to supposedly have something to say or put your position there. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, so,
well, yeah.
You can
and,
have that one. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because you don't want... you know, I know that women, you know, you want someone that's going to be masculine and you know, that male strength is very, very beautiful. But when you lose the balance of that and I feel like being overly dominant and controlling is actually the best word, I think, for that. I think being controlling of someone stems from just having a deep insecurity, so...
Absolutely, I agree.
I agree. And
hold on. Go ahead.
Being in the military, active duty, you do come across a lot of men. I've come across men that are very controlling, and the one thing that I recognize in them is that they feel threatened by a woman who, it's like they feel that they're in a competition. It's like they feel threatened by a woman that has a level of stability within herself or confidence within herself. So what they do is they want to do everything that they can do to make sure that she's not confident and comfortable in doing anything without him. And that, I guess that's what it means to me. So when you view that dominating and controlling, that's what it boils down to. You're not confident in yourself as a man, so you don't want her to be confident in herself as a woman.
Right, because, you know, even outside of just, you know, dating and relationships, just in relationships
in
between
life,
human beings, when, you know, confidence, when you have someone that's confident, it will always highlight the insecurity that someone else is feeling. And a lot of times people, when someone has something that you don't, it really highlights that. And that's uncomfortable for most people. So if you're insecure, if you're dealing with your, you know, being secure in yourself and you're around someone who has that, it's just going to amplify, you know, it's like shining that light on your stuff.
On your issues, absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, so number three, women do not like this about men, their inability to commit. It's important for men to understand that when things begin to get serious, women tend to expect the two of you to become exclusive. Women hate being treated like a revolving door and being subjected to mind games, inconsistency, and drama from, hold on, from what? Let's see. I don't know what that last sentence was. Okay, so, I've never dealt with this particular issue, but I know that it is an issue.
I would say this. I can understand it because there's a dynamic at play. Men, for whatever reason, we kind of, first of all, this is kind of one of those things that kind of steers into communication a little bit. But men naturally, to some degree, when we don't want to commit, we know that in most cases, most women that, you know, have a level of respect and decency, they want some level of, they want you to commit on some level, right? They want some level of exclusivity. They want to understand that, you know, they're primary, they're number one, they're the only one or whatever. And some men hesitate to give that. Even when they feel it, they hesitate to get it because sometimes either options, you know, there can be options that make it to where, okay, I don't want to commit right now, because I have some other options and I'm out here dating multiple people or doing whatever. And then there's the other part where you have a man, you're dealing with somebody who has a wall up. You know, he's damaged good and, you know, he doesn't want to be hurt. So he refuses to commit and give way because he's like, okay, I've done this before and it didn't quite work out. So, you know, women are paying for the past transgressions of another. Now that right there, that to me, that's the worst case because you know you don't know when that's going to be lifted. But if it's a case of, you know, a person is dating, they're out there kind of seeing their options, then eventually they're going to come to, or they should, unless they're a player. And if you're dealing with that, then you'll find out sooner rather than hopefully find out sooner rather than later. But I understand the dynamic. The only problem is when men aren't forthcoming about them not being so willing to settle down when they are actually lying, like straight lying, like, hey, babe, I'm looking for a wife tomorrow. I'm trying to wife somebody, you know, the right one come along, I'm wifing. And they know good and well deep down that they're not even remotely thinking about such a thing, you know, or they might say that knowing that a woman isn't that and continue to go along with her until somebody better comes along. So she's a placeholder. So that's not fair to a woman. You know, that's not fair to a human being. Forget it being a woman, that's not fair to anybody. But
well, we're talking about women tonight, so.
No, true. But I'm just saying humanity.
So men, stop that.
Hell yeah, they play that game. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're not looking for a relationship, if you're not looking for something
just
exclusive, and you're talking to a woman who clearly has expressed her desire to build a relationship, you know, and that's why it's important for women, I think, especially when you're at a particular age and, you know, group, and you know what you want and you know what you're looking for, I don't have a problem, you know, with you telling that man up front. It's like if you're dating because you're looking for, you know, the person that you'll eventually marry, then, you know, make that clear. You don't have to do it in an overbearing way, but definitely make it clear. And men, if that's not what you're looking for, be a man and say, look, babe, I know that you're looking for something long term. I'm not at that place. So I'm letting you know. So, you know, we could still go out, but I'm just letting you know. Don't try to make this into something that I'm clearly telling you that it's not going to be. But a lot of men, you know, they'll lie to kick it. Yeah, they're lying to kick it. And, you know, she's telling you, yeah, I want to get married in a couple of years. And it's like, okay, do the math. If she's telling you she wants to get married in a couple of years, clearly, you know, that courtship and that dating, you know, that has to start, you know, pretty quickly. So, but you know you're not trying to go down the aisle anytime soon, and you have a 10-year, 20-year plan, and you're like, oh, yeah, you know, you're like maybe in 10
that's
years.
That's dramatic. You said 10-year, 20-year plan. That's a retirement.
Some men are not looking for that. Some men, and you can't be mad at them because that's not what they want. The only way that you could fairly be upset with a man is if you outline to him what you're looking for and he goes along with it, you know, knowing that that's not what he wants. So if he doesn't want to get married, you know, there's some men who just want to have a good time. They're into their work and hanging out with their friends, and there's certain elements of their life that they don't ever want to give up. And that's okay, because everybody gets to define their lifestyle. Don't pull women into that crap. Be upfront and leave it at that.
And you know what? I would say this. Women will sometimes take that plunge. This to any guy that's listening. I mean, I don't know, but women will take a plunge and say, you know what? He was at least straight up about it. I'll at least just see what this guy is like and see if I want to at least take the challenge to try to see if maybe, perhaps, he's going to come around, you know, to whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
but don't lie.
Don't flat out lie knowing that your intentions are anything but. That's not cool. Hell no.
Yeah, I'm gonna say to every woman who's looking to get married and have something serious, when the guy tells you, if he's man enough to tell you that that's not what he's looking for, jump ship.
There you go. I was telling you that too. If this dude says, if he says flat out, nah, man. There's another way that we communicate as men. We do communicate that, you know, I'm not looking, as in I'm not seeking that on a desperation level, but I'm hoping that something becomes that. I'm hoping that, you know, I can find the one to settle down. That means that men, we're prideful. We're such prideful creatures, and we don't want to sound desperate. But if a man is hoping to settle, he's looking to settle. But the thing is that what he's looking for may or may not be what you are. So if a man says, you know, I'm hoping to settle down, that's what I want, that doesn't mean that because you're dating him and you're hoping for the same thing, that because y'all got the same desire, that you're the woman for it. Women confuse that very quickly. Like, okay, he wants to be married. I want to be married. We went out. We had a decent time. Yep, I'm in there like swimwear. Nah, sweetheart, that's not the case. And you as a woman can attest to the same thing. There could be a guy, and he wants to be settled down. He tells you, I'm looking for a wife, this, that, and the third. And you're like, okay, I'm looking for a husband. Y'all go out. Y'all meet and greet. just because y'all have the same desire doesn't mean that y'all are absolutely compatible.
Oh, well, absolutely. But at least the playing field is even. You know, at least, you know, I'm not going to I'm not going to give you a chance, you know, to be with you if that's not even what you want off the bat. So, you know, be upfront and, you know, be honest about it. Next one that we have, let's see, not being romantic. Women want true romance along with the feeling of being emotionally connected to their man. Your girlfriend will easily become, I'm getting feedback on you. Hold on, my bad. You're fine. I'm going to mute you real quick. Okay, I muted you really quick, Manuel, so I could read this because I was getting feedback. Let me start again. So the fourth one is not being romantic. Women want true romance along with the feeling of being emotionally connected to their men. Your girlfriend will easily become dissatisfied and will not even want to be touched by you once she senses that you only come around her for sex. Wait, is this what is this? Like, that one is a little off to me. There's a couple of things that's off on that one. Because if they're in a relationship, because towards the end of that, it sounds like that's like a booty call or something. So I don't know about that one. I definitely think that women want romance. I think that kind of varies, though, with women. Some women are not into, like, the frou-frou, you know, all that stuff. I like romantic things, but I'm more so the things that take, like, a lot of mental thought and poetry. Words really get me because it takes you, you know, it takes a person some thought to, you know, put their feelings into words. So I'm more moved by that versus some extravagant nonsense. So I don't know. What do you think, Manuel? You're off of mute now. Did we?
Are you still getting feedback at all?
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay, good. Okay.
Are you a romantic type of man, Manuel?
Oh,
do you
God.
Like? The listeners want to know.
I'm an old school romantic, so absolutely. The thing about romance is you pick. I don't want to say you pick and choose your spots, but to me it has to be natural. Don't romance anything that you don't feel like romancing. So, and that's almost the same as the last point you made. You know, you don't fake it for whatever the case may be. You don't fake that you want a relationship, and you don't fake romance, because faking romance put somebody in a position to believe that they're more significant than they actually are.
Because, you know, men are wired differently than women, so some things that may come more natural to women are not going to come natural to a man, and just because something doesn't come natural to you doesn't mean you should omit it from your relationship.
Well, that's a very good point.
If you've committed to this woman, and you want this woman in your life, and maybe you're a jock or whatever you do.
You don't have that romantic niche, right?
Yeah,
right.
Even if you don't, I was born, I don't know
what happened. At some point, I'm kind of artistic by nature, so romance usually kind of comes along with it. But everybody doesn't have a thought. Like you were saying, you're moved by thoughtfulness. And usually to be romantic, there takes a level of thoughtfulness. You just can't wing romance. Romance isn't, hey, let's just go to this nice restaurant and, you know, let's just go spend some money. Romance usually takes a level of planning, you know, or whatever the case may be. And a woman that's romantic or receptive to romantic gestures, she can appreciate it. So as a man, if that's the woman you're dealing with, and a woman will put it, you'll put it out there. A woman will say, oh, I like to be romance, and usually they know what they're talking about, or at least they think they do. It's the randomness. It's the things that you would assume as a man don't really matter that actually matter. It's not the logical things. You know, it's the small details, the intricacies that you put in there. Yeah, it's not just about flowers. but it's about flowers when flowers aren't necessary. It's not about flowers on a holiday or a birthday or on a date. It's about flowers at the last minute or some random moment. Yeah.
Right. And since I am a woman and we're talking about women tonight, let me tell you what women like.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
You know, because I, for one, I actually don't preach, you know, oh, romance me and be romantic. I don't preach that in a relationship. I feel like when you're with a man, if he's truly a man, he will know you and he will study you and he will understand your mentality. So when a man who knows me knows that I am a creative, and that's what I call people who transcend and, you know, the physical realm and are more soulfully driven. So anyone that, you know, if we're in an intimate relationship, he knows it about me. So he knows how to move me in my soul and in my heart. So what he would do for me would be different than, say, the average date.
Right.
She, you know, there's women that are more into the frills and the thrills and want to, oh, take me to a very expensive restaurant. Now, I like nice restaurants, but that's not really going to move me at my core. Now, if you give me a card that says something off and quirky that only you and I know, or, you know, poetry, things like that, going to see, you know, the arts, you know, connecting on that level, that's how I am. So every man has to study his woman to know.
Absolutely.
Exactly, because how you romanticize one woman won't work for the next.
Right. No. I would say this. And there's some baseline things that can express, that can show a woman that you at least have some degree of romantic, a romantic conscience. There's something. I mean, I'm not going to tell dudes to show up on first dates with this full of flowers, but, I mean, I'm a little bit of a throwback. There's not necessarily anything wrong with showing up on a first date with a flower for the lady. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I can see that he's at least trying to show me that he has this going on. Now, beyond that is because that's surface. That's not deep. Like, you know what you're expressing.
But you know what takes that to deep romance, the whole flower thing, is like, get the bouquet of flowers, but give her one every hour of the date, or give her one at different times of the day. So by the time it's over, she has this. Now, see, that's some dope stuff. I'm giving y'all. I'm giving you men some good stuff right here. Like, don't be so cheesy.
Like, you can show early on a first date or in the couple of first encounters that, hey, you know, I got this romantic thing in me. And over the course of learning that woman, it should eventually become obvious to her that this ain't something he's just doing because I'm a woman. This is something that he's doing because he knows me. Absolutely, 100% true.
Good. Okay, so number five, that was good stuff. Number five, this is what women hate about men, not keeping themselves up. Although looks are not everything. Let me finish. Although looks are not everything, women are not generally attracted to men with inadequate grooming. To include smelling bad, having bad breath, unkept fingernails. Unkept fingernails is like one of the worst to me, aside from bad breath. Anyway, and wearing wrinkled clothing. I'm serious. If men only, you just don't know. You could be suited and booted, and then those nails, and if you got that trace of dirt around, Anyway, furthermore, not keeping yourself in shape shows women that you have little respect for yourself and that you have no discipline, no motivation, and no ambition. I am going to say, because, yes, I absolutely agree with that. I hate that. The biggest thing is dirty fingernails. I always look at a man's hands. It doesn't matter if he's my man. that's an automatic place, because to me, if a man is not taking care of his fingernails, just clip them bad boys down. First of all, long fingernails on a man is just horrific.
Terrible.
And it's scary.
Terrible.
And it gives women flashbacks of bad pap smears. Wait, hold on.
Okay, so let me be the resident ratchet here, and let's just put something out there, right? Bruh, if you got long fingernails, listen, you're not 17, you're not 15 to 19 or 20 anymore. So cutting blunts with your fingernails, if that's what you do, is not cute, right? I'm the resident ratchet, so I'm gonna put this out there. Your long fingernails does not make her comfortable when it comes to feeling around down and below. Like, what the hell are you gonna do aside from start to fish you up? No, get rid.
Oh no.
Oh no! Absolutely. Oh hell no! Get rid of the damn fingernails. Like, come
listen,
on, bro.
Listen. You see that video that went viral with that little boy? Listen, Linda. Wait. Listen, I'm serious, men. I know that a lot of men don't get it. They don't realize, like, what is the big deal? It is. Women are very visual as well. Men are not the only visual people. Women are detailed.
Oh, y'all are so detailed, though.
Women are very, very in tune to all of their senses. And I'm speaking for myself, and I know other women who have said the same thing. Having dirty fingernails is just, it's not going to get you very, very far.
And
so please,
go ahead. No, go finish.
Clip your fingernails. Brush your teeth, and you know, not just brush your teeth, floss, and they're also get those. Listen, they have tongue scrapers, and this is not just for men. Yes, listen to me. It's because I love you. I love all of you guys. And I promise you, get the tongue scrapers. They have them over there right there by the toothpaste, the toothbrushes, all of that. It's rubber. You can get them. And all you got to do is slide that bad boy and just clean your tongue. Do that every day. Just be cognizant.
Oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you.
Everybody throughout the day, depending on what you eat, the pH balance in your body, all that stuff has to play with bad breath. So everybody will succumb to it. All I'm saying is be cognizant of it and be aware that even sometimes when you think you're fresh, if you know you've gone half the day and you haven't gargled or did something, trust me, your breath is humlumming, and you need to take care of that.
Let me tell you. And I wouldn't know this. I promise. There's no way I would know this. Because of, like, I don't have any. I have insider information. My grandmother, you know, she was a nurse and a dental assistant. Like, she knew what she was doing when she was raising, you know, helping raise up this young boy. You know how when you go to the dentist and they use the scrapers. Like, she had this stuff in her house. Like, my grandmother had this stuff. She had the mirrors and the scrapers and all this. And so we were kids, and when she checked us out, she was going in there and, you know, remove. So what happened, you know, as I got older over the years, I bought the same thing. So some of these things, they just came natural. So I'm not saying I knew these things because, oh, I'm manly and I knew better. I just so happened to be raised with a woman who was crazy about dental hygiene.
So I would say it's
100% so accurate. Like, dudes, listen.
A lot of people, women too, because, you know, and I fast a lot, and that's one of the reasons I had to really, like, be aware, because when you're, and I've done, like, you know, we talked about it, when I do extensive fasting especially when I've done 40-day fast, man, it's like, no, don't talk to me. Like, I need to be gargling and all of that, like, every hour, because it's like there's nothing in your stomach and those acids are turning.
Yeah, the acids, exactly.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad time. So, but I want to finish. I want to get these out. So if you have bad breath and, you know, just take the time to take care of yourself, please. And don't be afraid to put on a little cologne. Like, I don't know why some men don't understand how much women, love that. Like, what is wrong with you guys? Just get out the shower and just spray a little bit. It's not going to burn your skin off. Trust me. And it's,
I mean, okay. I mean, and there are some, like, old school. Like, there are some things that men do know, and there are some things that we don't. And, you know, men, we have a very serious pride complex. You know, it's like we believe that if it's been working one way, why should we do something another way? You know, it's
because,
like, you can't, you meet your man, and for example, and women, y'all have this mastered, but a woman can meet a man, and maybe he doesn't dress the way that, you know, she would like him to dress. All she has to do is make a suggestion, make it seem as if, you know, eventually he'll think it's his idea because we're men, we're foolish, you know. With cologne, it's the same thing. Hey, babe, you know, hey, spray this on. Oh, my God, the way that. But men, we're not going to be naturally inclined to that unless we've been shown that.
Right. Well, some men are just stubborn. And the thing of it is, it doesn't matter if you know, pride or whatever. It's like you're either going to realize that you are keeping your woman at the optimum level of attraction for you, or you're not. And women are not men, and men are not women. And that's why we talked about it on the Sunday before last. We talked about what men don't like about women, because women, you know, we don't know unless a man tells us, and vice versa. Men are not going to know that these are things that we don't like or things that that turn us off if we don't tell you. So this is all about putting those things out there. And as a woman, I know that, you know, a man that smells good, it's like, man, that's awesome.
You know,
anyway.
I honestly, I think sometimes we can be inconsiderate as men, and sometimes women can, because think of what you desire as a person. If as a person you desire that clean, that clean cut, that all of that extra effort, if you desire that, how dare you not embody it? Because you can't desire it and enjoy it and not embody that yourself. So don't be a man that run around with your hair cut, looking crazy, your nails untrimmed, you ain't bathed, you took one bath that day and you knew you sweated it out, and you can't dare then want a woman to come around you smelling clean, fresh, looking as good as everything.
But that's how some men are. But I do it for myself. I like to smell myself. Is that weird? I like.
I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna put you on the hot seat. You can do that. So
I know that you're bad and you'll take the whole
let me wipe my mouth a little bit. So you said you like to smell yourself. Hey, wait, hey. Let the callers know. Let the brothers know. What does that even mean? Like, whoa. Don't get shy
God.
Now, girl. Uh-uh.
That didn't come out exactly the way that it needs to come. But no, I don't even know. Okay, I don't even know how else to rephrase that, but. I like to know that every part of me smells the way that
every part.
Should.
Okay, that's,
like
no,
every,
that's enough right there.
When,
that's enough right there, fellas. Every part.
Anybody that's ever been around me knows I like to smell. I do it for myself, and I would like to think that I smell good. And so, anyway, let's. Okay, number six is being predictable. Women absolutely hate predictable guys that never want to do anything different. They are attracted to spontaneous men who are unpredictable, untamed, and successful. With other women. Okay, I mean.
Three words. Snatch her up. Period.
What?
It don't matter. Snatch her up. It doesn't matter. You can apply that everywhere. You can apply it for dating. You can apply it sexually. Snatch your woman up. You know, it doesn't matter. Stop being so mundane and so predictable. Monogamy and monotony are not synonymous. I know they sound like it is, and I know sometimes people will look at monogamy and monotony as like, oh, God, monogamy, monotony. No, no, no. Snatch her up. Show up to the, hey, what you doing right now? Oh, you at work? Hey, you want to grab lunch? Let's go grab lunch. And not because you do it all the time, because it's different, because you haven't done it. You know, you're not cooking tonight, girl. I'm cooking tonight. Oh, you're not cooking tonight. I'm ordering out. Oh, you're not cooking tonight. Hey, we're going out. Oh, you know, just find a way to not be so monotonous in what you do. Or if every weekend y'all have a routine, throw something in that routine. And God forbid we're talking about the bed. You don't go get in the bed the same way you always get in the bed. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and get on some tangent telling
you
how to be sexually involved with their women. But I'm just saying, snatch her ass up in the living room. Get her coming up the stairs. She's coming up the stairs, and she thought she was safe.
This is Sparta!
That was snatch her up right there on the stairs. Like, what do you thought? You going to walk past her on the stairs smelling good and looking good?
Hold
on, you're going to get it right here.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Because Rhonda is cracking me up with some of these comments I agree. Definitely, you do want to be spontaneous in the relationship. You know, if you're, you know, in your marriage, whatever you have going on, definitely want to spice it up in the bedroom. And I think the majority of women will agree that the one place they don't mind a man being a dictator is in the bedroom. I personally, my thing is, don't ask my permission when we're in the bedroom. Outside of the bedroom, you know, yeah, let's talk about it as a team. But in the bedroom, just, you know, do what you're going to do. So, we're almost out of time. I want the women to give me some feedback on that, because I know for a fact that I'm not the only one that thinks like that. Women, you know, don't get in the bedroom like, oh, baby, can I do this? Oh, you just messed it up. Like, don't, you know, just come in there. Like, you know, be that Sparta man.
Listen. I might need some guidelines from time to time, because if you tell me I can do what I want to do, see, my imagination runs too wild. I'm like, oh, I can do what I want. Whatever comes to my wretched mind, yeah, so I don't. But no, I see what you're saying. Like, it's like, come in there and do your thing, player. Like, don't come in here fiddling around and trying to figure it out, you know,
you have to, and that goes back to knowing your woman. You have to know what the boundaries are. Of course, if you, you know, I wouldn't think that you're, you know, passing. I would hope that you're not just doing random stuff with someone that you don't know. You haven't taken the time to learn them. But once you know your woman, should know whether or not she likes to be taken from time to time. I mean, not every night. Don't come in there being Sparta every night. But, you know, remind her from time to time that's yours.
I can do what I want. I can do what I want up in here.
Yeah, and she'll enjoy letting you believe that, even though.
No. It's the other way around. I'm letting her believe that she has some control on some regular basis, when really she ain't got.
Oh my goodness! You are okay. We have time for one more. Let me skip around and get a good one. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Checking out other women in front of them while it's completely normal. Stop it! While it's completely normal for guys to glance at other women, not excessively, but certainly now and then, it becomes a problem when a guy actually stares at other women and forgets that his girlfriend is actually standing right next to him. I could see that as being an issue, but I don't know. I'm a different type of woman, so I'm like, I want to... I actually want to see what he's looking at, because if I need to, you know, change some things, then I'll do that. But I prefer to study men in their natural habitat, so I know what exactly makes him, you know, tick and what he finds attractive. And and I think if more women, let me preface it like this. If you're dealing with a man who you know loves you and you know that he's a good man, he's into you, you need to study him the same way that men have to study their women. Instead of looking at him looking at other women or the type of women that he looks at and getting jealous and, you know, out of control, look at it as a way to learn. And if he tends to look at women, I don't know, whatever.
No, that wear their hair a certain way,
you know, or wear certain outfits or whatever the case is, you know, spice it up and you know, you gotta make sure that you're keeping it like he likes it. Don't get upset like, oh, why are you always looking? And then the fact that he's with you, you have to know that you have what he wants, so I'm
absolutely
not really
sure. I mean, you have a respect for you know, attractive women, and you understand that. Listen, no matter who we are, when we're in relationships, we don't all of a sudden find the opposite sex unattractive. It doesn't work
right.
Like that. So it's not like, I don't care how attractive anybody is. It's not like when you get in a relationship, you become oblivious to the fact that other beautiful people are on the planet. Now, there is a certain level of respect that it comes with.
Exactly.
If you and your woman out, you don't gawk at other women. You don't sit there and look while your woman is there like, oh, my God, man. Like with your boys, you know, y'all can kind of look and kind of, you know, take your time. But when you're with your woman, you just don't. Now, however, let's just say y'all sitting there watching TV, you can let your woman know, oh, my God, babe, she's such a pretty woman. Babe, she's built the right way. And then your woman has an idea of, like, okay, you know, I can kind of see. And women naturally measure themselves up to whomever. So to me, that's okay, but don't be disrespectful. You don't want to be walking with your woman hand in hand or shoulder to shoulder, and as another woman is walking by, you get caught. Come on, bro. Like, don't do that.
I wouldn't. But you know, grown men. You know, when you're dealing with grown men, they know they're not doing that.
Hey, there you go. Like, you just
and
don't
also,
do that.
You know, yeah. And then there's, you know, things that you don't do. Like, don't, like, oh my God, look at her. That right there, putting the oh my God before it. Nah, we're not good with that. Just don't be all oh my OMG and about no other
right.
woman. Just put it. You know, you can say it, but no, don't be acting
right.
like it's just out of this world. But
there's a way to respectfully admire, and that, because a woman, granted, a woman can be with her man and say, "Oh my God, babe, look at this dude too."
You know, I would never
do
that.
And the dude will be like, "Oh man, that suit's kind of bad." You know, but we'll size a brother up. Like, okay, it's not just the suit. This dude's wearing this suit the right way. We should know,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But most men don't get down like that. They're not trying to hit, you know, men, your ego and all that, you know, you guys, sometimes it's a bit frail and fragile, and you're not trying to have your woman, like, pointing out other men to you. And so, and I would never do that. I've never been in a relationship where I pointed out a man that was good looking. I just didn't. And if it's an outfit and we're in the mall and it's on a mannequin, it's like, oh, look at that suit. But I'm not going to point it out on an actual man that's walking by. That's just me. I don't think that and I really don't want my man necessarily pointing out any women to me. But if I notice what he's looking at or something he's attracted to, then I'm going to take note of that. So
yeah, maybe I'm a little oblivious. I mean, my woman could be sitting there looking at a peen print in front of me, and I won't even know. I mean, maybe,
wait,
I don't
wait,
know.
I'm just chilling.
I don't know. I don't
did
know
you,
what's going on.
Wait. What did you say? Looking at what?
Well, nothing. I won't say that again. I can't say that. I wouldn't know. Listen, I'm very oblivious to certain things. So, I mean, if she's sitting there, I'm not looking at where she's, you know, like.
Stop.
Has a nice,
wait. Wait a minute. Wait, stop. Stop right there, because I'm going to let you backtrack. What did you say? You said.
I said, if my woman was sitting there looking at a dude, checking out a dude's team print, I might not even know. How am I going to know? I don't know what that looks like, and I'm not looking at what she's looking at. Like, I'm not sitting there like, hey, what you looking at?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That was bad. That was kind of bad, wasn't it?
Well, it was, but we're out of time. But we just learned something very interesting about my co-host, Manuel.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so oblivious. I can be so oblivious, for real.
He would be oblivious to his woman looking at another man's penis print. And then you guys also found out that I like to make sure that all my body parts smell.
Yeah. No, fellas. We're not going to let you off that easy. Not only does she like to be sure that all of her parts are smelling up to par, she likes to be taken. Don't ask her no questions. You just bust through the door, kick down the door, like, hey, wrap.
Wait a minute. Don't put that out there Let's put that in the right context because no. I do not like to be taken. That would be called rape if I don't know you and you will go to jail.
I don't play about rape, but we know. I'm just saying.
If you're my man, if she's
showing you that you got it, then don't be coming in.
Yes.
Being all foolish about it, you know, you do what you got to do. You be a man around her. Don't become a tough one.
Oh my goodness! I'm gonna have to make sure my mom never listens.
Tapping
to this.
On the shoulder, like I don't know if you're gonna. I don't know if you're in the. No excuse me. You just say, hey, come here.
Okay, we're done. And mom, if you listen, I'm so sorry for some of the areas that this show takes, but it's all good. But thank you so much to my amazing co-host, Manuel. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, y'all, man. I was 2 minutes late. It was a time zone difference. Trust me, but we're going to be good. We're going to be on point.
Yeah, we're good. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you catch us again on next Sunday at 9 p.m. and Eastern time, and we'll be back with you. Take care.